Chester?
A significant change that he was in a white jersey and leading the stretch, so that would mean that he's made some progress. And we'll see. We'll take it. I don't think he's done a baseline test or anything like that yet, but obviously it's significant that he's out there with us.
You weren't, Sonny, so optimistic yesterday. Did this happen in the last couple hours?
Well, he had a good day yesterday, and I guess he came in today and he was feeling real good. So rather than have him skate by himself, he said, well, he might as well come up with the team since the pregame skate.
Paul, there's been a lot of talk about Carlson for the Marsh Trophy. Aside from his points offensively, what does he do defensively? Do you think gets him in where he deserves consideration?
Well, I think he defends real well. I think he defends differently than some of the other. He's not as big as maybe some of the other guys, but he does uses his feet real well, uses his stick real well, and uses his head real well. And you know, he's not the physicality of some of the other defensemen that would be considered for it, but I think that the fact that he's a plus 15 and he's gone from minus 30 last year to a plus 15 this year is a pretty significant difference in the way that he's learned, how he's learned to play the game, and I think that he defends every bit as good as anybody else that's a candidate. Feels fine except for his finger, but I guess he's able to continue to keep his conditioning up, which is going to be important. So he's not, you know, it's his fingers that are cut, not his legs, so he should be able to get lots of skating in and be able to be ready to get into the net when he's able to do what he needs to do with the stick.
Anyone else for Coach? Thanks, Paul.
That'll give Ray Emery his first start back here in Ottawa in 4 years.
Ray's a big part of the year we went to the finals, so I think fans have good memories of him, and it'll be a warm welcome for him, I'm sure. Who knows? I think the biggest thing is, you know, it's not about Ray tonight, it's about us. We've got to move, and we're playing to still climb the ladder, and big 2 points for us.
Do you think it will help? Like, when some guys come back, whether it was Heatley or Yashin, they got booed right away, but this is like 4 years have passed that maybe people will kind of let it go and look at the fact that this guy's turned his life and his career around?
Oh, yeah, turned his life and his career around. Obviously, his injury, he's able to battle back through it, and it's kind of, it's a feel-good story, and I think, gave back insurance money to a chance to play again, and that's says a lot about his character and the person he is.
Chris, what does your team have to do with all success? Not only you guys, but it's going to be a different game, likely, than you have to face against Boston.
Yeah, they're a quick team, so I think we got to be up for the challenge. We're ready to skate right from the get-go, and obviously, we can't have our blue lines or all four blue lines an obstacle, so I think it's getting pucks in deep and keeping it simple, especially off the start. I've been here with Haas. He's a dynamic player right there, so he's a guy that we're going to shut down. Oh, for sure it will be. They're, like I said, they're a good team. They went through a rough patch too, around the same time we did. So, they're playing good hockey now, and so at least it should be, everyone should be in for a very good game.
Chris, what's it like playing against everyone?
I don't know. I haven't played against them.
Are you looking forward to it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think anytime you get to go out and play against an old teammate, it's fun, but I think Ray's a competitive guy out there, so he's going to be up for the challenge tonight.
Peter, we have to make sure we're not giving them too many free chances, and if we stick to our system and play things pretty tight, we should be able to generate some scoring chances that way. And like it's been lately, special teams are going to be big, and their power play is real good. This has been going good for us, and you're getting contributions from your power play, and your penalty kill is doing well. That's winning games.
Just the kiss theory right now with your power play, keeping it simple.
Yeah, to an extent. I think we've backed teams up. We've scored some nice goals in the power play. We've scored a lot of
first shots,
rebounds, simple goals, and start games trying to be pretty simple on the power play, and as teams get tired and evolve, you need to make more seam passes. But it's been a work-based power play for us at this point.
Are you a fan of how 88-81 play together? They put on a real.
on and look back at the last few years?
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's obviously he was in the media, he wasn't always a positive thing, but you know, there's never any slight against him. Everyone loved to see him succeed. Played some unbelievable hockey for us, and to see what he's had to go through the last couple of years. You know, extremely hard to battle back to get into this league.
How tough do you think that next year after the Stanley Cup was for him? You saw what he had to do.
Yeah, I mean, that's a hard answer to the question. Yeah, I'll be the best one to give you a look.
Shut me right now.
Chris, could you talk a little bit about this Fox team and what challenges they possess?
Well, there's some really talented players there. When Sal was out there a couple years ago, and still have a lot of those guys in the game playing. Some fast forwards that are dangerous around the net. You have to be aware every time they're on the ice. So not a team that we see a lot of, and a good opportunity for us to really be focused on our game and what we have to do.
As a defenseman, do you look forward to the challenge of Kane and his tricky Dickie Dunas and Marion with his size and strength?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you're up against some of the elite guys in the league, it's a challenge, a fun challenge. That's what you want. And raises your own level of play.
Obviously, the Boston game brought out the best in everybody emotionally as well. Is that one of the keys going to be to challenge, channel your emotions here and sort of bounce back from that Boston high?
Yeah, it's something that we've talked about all year, good and bad. And, you know, to not get too down on the lows and not too good and feeling too good about yourself after a couple of wins. You know, it's it doesn't get any easier. Teams are still getting points behind you, and you can't take any nights off, and tonight's no different. Take a night off, especially against a team like this, and they'll embarrass you. We have to be prepared to go to work, and we'll see how the results play out.
Thanks, Russ.